you feeling lucky?
Well, do you, punk?
Think you know who will win this weekend?
Whoever's going to win the football game!
Then strap on your big boy pants.
I got big boy pants on!
It's time to play Pick 6.
He's good. Go all the way!
Pick 3 college and 3 NFL game winners. And remember, top shelf pick winners get double points. So call now, 615-737-1025. Make your Pick 6 and take it to the house with Darren and Donnick.
It's Pick 6 time. This week's winner, a pair of tickets to see Chris Young, along with special guests Kane Brown and Morgan Evans at Bridgestone Arena on Saturday, September 22nd. Those tickets have not even gone on sale yet. Well, actually, they have. They went on sale today at noon. So they've been on sale for an hour. But that's going to be this week's prize for Pick 6. So jump in there. 737-1025. The only way you can win that awesome prize is to get locked into our contest. You're going to have to make this week's pick. So the highest score will be the recipient of that prize. Chase, the floor is yours.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we?
Well, I don't know. Tell us how we did last week, and we'll tell you how we're doing.
You'll feel okay.
Yeah.
You won't feel great,
I've had a lot
but you'll
worse.
Feel okay.
Had better and I've had worse.
So we'll start with you. You had a 4-point week, which seems to be kind of where you've been hovering.
Yeah,
lately.
I'm kind of stuck on four.
Stuck on four? Never mind. It's been a long day.
Okay.
I'm delirious. So you went with Kentucky, got a point there, and so that helped you. You went with the Florida Gators and Willie's Commodores. Took care of business and got that done. You also went with the Vols, and they've kind of been skidding lately.
Not even close.
You did go Villanova top shelf, so that was a big victory for you. 3-point contest, you took the favorites in that group, but in the Daytona 500, you went numbers 1 through 17. Austin Dillon in the 3 was the winner, so you got a point there. So,
which was fun, by the way. If you're watching the leaderboard in the final laps,
yeah,
it was cool watching the numbers because it was a nice blend of 1 through 17 and 18 or higher.
Man, that was the difference for me in a great week or a good week. I was so hoping because that was my top shelf. And I didn't know who some of these guys were. Honestly, I know the big names, but there were some names that were sort of hanging around there. But all I was looking at was that left-hand column. I'm seeing 10, 11, 12, 47,
I like that.
88.
Kurt Busch.
Oh, Kurt Busch. Kurt Busch had the lead with about 6 laps to go. And I'm telling my son and his buddy over there, I'm like, now I need the high numbers, so I'm hoping this guy hangs on. 6 laps to go. 5 laps to go. 4 laps. Ah, the caution is out. And that was it.
That was going, Austin Dillon, go, go, go.
Kurt Busch would have become the first back-to-back 500 winner in a really long time.
Yeah. Since they were on the sand.
Yeah, probably.
On the beach.
Let's bring in D-Mace. He's on the line. Hi, Derek.
Hello, Chase.
So you had a 3-point week. And I don't know what's been going on with you lately because you've been letting the field catch up to you.
Well, because he has to pick now. That's why.
What? Are you serious? Oh, my goodness. The week prior to last week, I was on a high, okay? And then I'm letting y'all catch up. I don't want it to be a runaway. I don't want this to be the Golden State Warriors versus everybody. Not fun.
That's very generous of you, D-Mace.
It's all about drama.
Yeah, you're welcome.
By the way, those 73, exactly. That 73 wins regular season, they didn't win the championship.
So D-Mace with a 3-point week, he took the Wildcats, and then his top shelf was 1 through 17 with the Daytona 500. That's it. That's how he got the 3 points. Willie D with a 4-point week, he went against Darren. He went against everybody and took Alabama, so that did not pay off. Went with the Commodores, did take the Bulldogs. He went Villanova, and then he took the B group there with the 3-point contest.
See, and that was my top shelf. If I had that, I would have had 6. So,
there's a lot of ifs. And
yeah,
you keep saying, what if?
No, just one.
If
just one.
If that would have.
if that would the car.
Yeah, you know.
We still a good week.
Hey, Willie.
Still a good
week. Hey, Willie, if I was 8 inches taller, I'd have been a center in the NBA, okay? So it doesn't work.
Hey, you just keep talking to other teammates. I'm creeping up. You're seeing me in the rear of your mirror right now.
You know what?
Hey, what you going to say if?
If Klay Thompson hit more three-pointers, he would have won the contest. And I would have been right.
So Derek was the only one of the group, including Julian, that took Xavier.
Hmm.
So everybody else took Villanova. So Willie with a four-point week. That brings us to me. 6 points on the week. The only miss, I went with the Vols.
Oh.
So wow. The Vols cost me there.
What was your top shelf?
My top shelf was the A group there in the 500.
Okay.
So Austin Dillon bringing it home, the old three car. So the standings are as follows. Dime still leads the way with 90 points, but just 1 point back. Yours truly. Willie and Darren tied at 84, but catching up. Only 6 points off the lead now as the competition is coming to a close very shortly.
Okay. We're going to – before we unveil this week's games or selections – by the way, one person just fell off. We've had loaded lines this whole time. That leaves one line available at 737-1025. D-Mace, I want to get your quick thoughts on Marcus Peters getting shipped to Los Angeles to the Rams.
Oh man, I guess it's good for the Rams. You know, I haven't followed that whole situation. It must have just happened not too long ago. But I mean, it's good for the Rams. You know, there are a young team that is, you know, last year they proved a lot of people wrong. And they put themselves in the playoffs, so adding pieces to a team that I believe will only get better is good for them, and it's good for Marcus Peters.
Okay.
And we still don't know what's going
hurt,
back,
was
right?
Was he hurt?
Draft picks.
But was he hurt this past season? He was hurt, right?
He was not.
I don't remember, no.
The only time I think he missed a game is because he threw that flag at the ref and then walked off
yeah,
the field.
You're right. Okay.
But we don't know specifically what draft picks are going back to Kansas City. Don't we have to sort of hold off to see what the return is? That's it. I mean, they're not just giving him away. Certainly
it's
they've
picks.
Got something. Okay, but what picks?
I don't know. They don't say the picks. They tried to trade for Robert Quinn, a defensive end for the Rams, and the Rams are like, nah, yeah. We'll give you picks. And apparently Kansas City is hell-bent on being terrible next year. So they say, like, Alex Smith, we don't want you. Marcus Peters, we don't want you. Go ahead.
But he's one of the top corners in the league, so – anytime you can add a top corner to your team, I don't know how the Rams' secondary was last year. I know they got torched on the playoffs, but I don't know how their secondary was last year. But he upgrades it, I tell you that. He might come with an attitude, but he upgrades it. He's kind of like the Talib of the Rams now. Heck of a player, but, man, he comes with an attitude.
Okay. All right, let's rifle through these games. Let's start with game number one. Tennessee down in Oxford to take on the Rebels. Ole Miss coming off a surprise win this week in Columbia, Missouri, with their interim coach. The Rebels getting 5.5 at home. That is a noon tip tomorrow on SEC Network.
I think with all this stuff swirling around about college basketball, I didn't see UT's name in the mix yet. I think they're primed to go on a little run here. And they see their opportunity could be great at winning the national championship if Duke and Michigan State and these other schools can't be in it. So I think they're happy right now. I'm taking the ball.
I'm going to say they bounce back from that embarrassing loss to Georgia. I know they've got to win by 6 or more on the road, but I'll still take UT.
Yeah, I like UT. I know Ole Miss kind of had a little bit of a rally there with Andy Kennedy stepping aside, but I think UT will be too much for him.
I'll take Tennessee.
Julian?
I'm going to take Tony Madlock and the Rebels. I think those guys have bought into his new message. You saw as much on the road against Missouri, their first road win of the season, so I'm going to take Ole Miss to win that game down there. They've been tough at home this year, so why not?
Well, the good news is they don't have to win. They just have to cover.
Exactly.
And it's 6.5?
Five and a half.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, so I'm picking the cover at least. But game, I think they'll win.
Game two is here on West End. Texas A&M and Vanderbilt. That is a 3 p.m. tip. It'll be on ESPN2. The Doors getting 1.5 at home, where they've been very good. Vanderbilt getting 1.5 at home. Critical game for A&M.
Give me the Doors.
I'll take the Doors. I'm concerned, though, with the matchup. Texas A&M. I can just tell you right now, that kid Tyler Davis is going to have a big game. Vanderbilt is going to have trouble matching him. Now, what they did effectively last year, they beat Texas A&M a couple times last year. They doubled him from everywhere, and they forced him to make passes out of the double team. That's going to be a lot of what you're going to see tomorrow. I would imagine they go with the same game plan. Double the big man, even with smaller guys.
But they had a taller team last year, bigger team last year.
Right. I mean, they had Luke Kornet. He could match up with a big man. This year, they don't have that.
Yeah. I'm still going Doors.
Vandy.
Julian?
Oh, man, this is tough. I'm going to go A&M.
Yeah, I'm going to reluctantly go A&M. I just want to be different.
A&M has lost 3 in a row. They really need it.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
They've been so hot and cold.
Well, it's hard to go against Vanderbilt at home.
I know.
That's where they've done all their winning. Okay. Game number 3. Interesting OVC tilt here in our city over at the Curb Event Center. Belmont and TSU doing battle. Both lost yesterday on the road. The Bruins are home hosting TSU, and they are favored by 11.5. Belmont by 11.5.
TSU is so hard to figure out because they have beaten Belmont, but they can also lose to a lower-tier team in the league, depending on which team is which. You've got TSU is more of a defensive-oriented team, Belmont more offensive-oriented.
I'm going to go with the points. I'm going to take TSU.
Yeah.
I just have to take the points.
It's tempting to do that.
That's what I'm doing. Too many points.
I'm going Belmont. I'll go the other way.
What was the score of the last game?
TSU beat them.
TSU won.
Yeah. But that was at home.
Yes.
Man. I'm going to go with the points. I'm going to give it TSU. I think Belmont will win, but not by 11.
Tennessee State beat them by 8 at the Gentry Center. That was February the 8th.
Yeah. Belmont has beaten every team in league play by double digits, not named Murray State. So I'm going to go with Belmont.
Okay.
Did you pick? TSU.
Okay. Game 4, Missouri in Rupp Arena in Lexington.
Top shelf, by the way.
Saturday night. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Bruins top shelf.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Woo-hoo.
Stepping up there. Missouri at Kentucky, 7:15 tip. It's on ESPN and 94.9 game 2. The Wildcats favored by 5.5.
Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky.
Kentucky.
But what if? What if? Michael Porter Jr. plays.
You're going to see that line change.
Yeah, Michael Porter Jr. Is going to have 30 and 20 tomorrow, so I'll take Mizzou.
At Rupp Arena, goodness. Give me 5.5 points favored by. Mm-hmm. Give me Missouri.
Okay. I'll take Kentucky at home.
Why is that not
Who
surprising?
Who you taking?
Kentucky at home.
Okay.
Does that surprise you?
Nah, not really.
What? Auburn at Florida. This is a big one down in Gainesville. 7:30 tip tomorrow night, SEC Network. Florida reeling, Auburn coming off, smoking Alabama. The Gators getting 1.5 at home.
Give me Auburn top shelf.
Wow.
Give me Florida top shelf.
Wow.
Give me Florida top shelf.
So that's Florida as the underdog, correct?
Florida getting 1.5.
So you're having as a favorite?
No, they're getting one. They're plus one.
Florida
and a half.
Getting plus,
okay.
1.5.
Sorry, sorry. I'm getting confused here.
Is this mic on? Auburn is the favorite, a slight favorite on the road. So you've got two Florida top shelves, an Auburn top shelf. Chase?
Florida disappointed me last week. They disappointed me.
Morning drive sticks together. Auburn top shelf.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yes.
This is becoming the game.
Yes.
Okay, Saturday night, we'll be watching. Julian, you've already done your top shelf.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't go top shelf on this game anyway. I don't know. Florida's coach told me they don't play defense the other night, and he said it'll be a problem all year, so I'll go Auburn.
Okay. Boy, this is gonna be a lot hinging on how this whole week plays out. And finally,
so why are you guys taking Florida top shelf? They got embarrassed last.
More desperate team. They're desperate. Gotta win. Gotta win.
Okay.
They're at home. Okay.
I think Auburn's just a better team, though.
Yeah. Well, they are, but Florida's got to win. The better team, as we've seen all year in college basketball, has not always won the matchups.
Auburn, let down after the emotional thrashing of their rival.
They won by like 20 points, and they're going to have a letdown?
Yes.
20-point victories typically aren't emotional, Willie.
You didn't see the game. Did you see Bruce Pearl leading the cheers?
Emotional 20-point home victory.
Yes.
It's the Iron
against
Bowl.
Against Alabama? Are you kidding me?
The Iron Ball.
I don't know, man.
Nice.
That's what I heard it was. I've heard it called that.
Okay.
The Iron
fan?
What? The Iron Ball?
Iron Ball.
Oh, God.
Was Lil Nicky in the stands?
Nah, Chuck was, though.
No, it was at Auburn. No chance.
Still, was Lil Nicky in the stands? Did he go to support?
Nope. He was there wearing a Predators jersey. All right, game 6. Speaking of the Preds, they host the Blues Sunday morning, 11 a.m., Bridgestone Arena. The trading deadline in the NHL is 2 o'clock Central Time on Monday. The question reads as follows. Will the Predators add another player to their current roster? The reason it's worded that way, rather than saying will they make a trade or not, because they could make a trade to help, you know.
Right, but it has to be a trade. It can't be Mike Fisher,
okay,
and it's not.
That's what I was about to say. If it's Mike Fisher, then yeah.
A trade that adds someone to the current roster, which gets expanded after
right.
the
not,
St. Louis
not
game.
Counting Mike Fisher, who's going to sign a contract at some point over the weekend.
Who wants to start?
No.
Yes or no? No? I mean, you know I'm sticking with no.
I'm going no. After my rant this morning, I'm going no.
I'm going to say yes.
Is that Willie, do you got something? You know something we don't know? I guess you would know the same thing Darren would, but maybe you know something we don't know. So this is not fair.
Well, how could we know
point.
The same thing? We've been on the opposite side for weeks.
You're right. Yeah, I think Willie knows something.
No,
I
don't know anything. I just
got some insider trading
attention.
Here.
Exactly. Absolutely. Mm.
I've been saying
you know,
on the air.
That's a federal crime, right, Willie?
But Darren, have I been saying?
The feds are coming for you.
Add Willie to the list.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Charles Tillman is a member of the FBI now, so he'll come get you.
Uh-huh.
You see this,
yeah.
Come get you, Willie.
I'm tempted to go with Willie because I think he knows something.
No,
I'm going to go no.
I have been saying this on the air. I just think it's more likely than not. They're going to try.
We got
all
everybody.
Right, thanks, Enron.
Yep.
everybody's
Willie.
Picks?
Yep.
Okay.
We're good.
Yep.
All right. D-Mace, have a great weekend.
Hey, you fellas enjoy. Have fun this weekend.
All right. That's Derek Mason. Chase, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
See you Sunday.
Yep. Good luck to everybody. We'll come back with your phone calls. Those are the games. Now you must select them to get locked into the contest. 737-1025. Your phone calls next. This week's winner, we're not going to give you money, but we'll give you tickets. See Chris Young in concert. Bridgestone Arena, Saturday, September 22nd. Tickets just went on sale today. That is going to be this week's winner. So it's time for you to get locked in. 737-1025. Let's start with Grayson in Clarksville. Grayson, you're first up. Welcome in.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Grayson. Let's start down in Oxford, Mississippi. Tennessee at Ole Miss. Ole Miss is a 5.5-point home dog.
I got to go with the Vols on that one.
Going Vols. We got heavy college hoops this weekend. Next up, we go Texas A&M right here in Nashville against Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, a 1.5-point home dog.
I'm going to go with Vandy on that one, too.
Okay. Also in Nashville, Belmont in a rematch with Tennessee State. Good city rivalry. Belmont favored by 11.5 at the Curb Event Center.
I don't think TSU stands a chance. I'm going Belmont top shelf.
Belmont top shelf. And the points. Missouri at Kentucky. Big SEC tilt at Rupp Arena.
I don't think Kentucky's going to be losing home.
Kentucky is a 5.5-point favorite. So you take Kentucky minus 5.5. How about Auburn at Florida?
Auburn.
Auburn is a 1.5-point dog. No, Auburn is a 1.5-point favorite down at Florida. And finally, the Blues take on the Predators. It's the final game before the trading deadline, which is Monday at 2 o'clock. Will the Predators trade for another player that will end up on their current roster?
No, we got everything we need.
All right, there you have it. And your top shelf is?
Belmont.
Belmont top shelf.
All right. Have a great weekend, Grayson. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Y'all too.
737-1025. Remember, if you're not familiar with the contest or how this works, top shelf serves as double points, and if you tie with another listener, if you won the top shelf, they did not, you will be this week's winner. 737-1025. Let's go to Gage in Lawrenceburg. Gage, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, thank you.
Tennessee, favored by 5.5 at Ole Miss. Who you got?
Tennessee.
Texas A&M is favored by 1.5 here in Nashville against Vanderbilt tomorrow afternoon.
We'll go Vandy at home.
All right. Belmont, 11.5-point favorite over Tennessee State, who beat them by 8 just a couple of weeks ago over at Gentry Center.
Big difference being at home. I'll go Belmont.
Belmont. Missouri at Kentucky at Rupp.
Kentucky at home.
Kentucky at home is a 5.5-point favorite. All right. Florida's a 1.5-point home dog against Auburn.
Go Auburn top shelf.
Auburn top shelf.
Wow, this game has become the top shelf game.
And then, will the Predators acquire another player before the deadline for their current roster, not counting Mike Fisher and not counting Eli Tolvanen, the Olympic sensation?
I'm going to say no. They're ready to go.
They're good to go.
Good.
All right.
Did Gage give you a top shelf?
He did. He went Florida.
Florida, that's right.
Auburn. Auburn top shelf.
Sorry. Auburn top shelf.
Okay. Yeah.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Hey, y'all too. Thank y'all.
We have a polarizing game at Auburn, Florida. That's going to be pretty good.
What if Florida loses? At some point, how many more losses can they have before things get really, really dicey for the Gators?
I think they're already getting a little dicey. Right now they're sinking towards being vulnerable to what happens at the rest of the bubble. It doesn't get much easier. They go to Alabama after that. They host Kentucky to end the season.
Jeez.
It's time to step up and get it done. They could flop.
Wow. 737-1025. Let's go to Justin in Hermitage. Justin, welcome in.
Hey, guys.
All right, Tennessee at Ole Miss.
Give me Ole Miss.
Ole Miss plus 5.5. Vanderbilt hosting Texas A&M.
Give me A&M.
Aggies minus 1.5. TSU at Belmont.
TSU.
Tennessee State plus 11.5. Missouri Tigers at Kentucky Wildcats in a rematch.
Give me Mizzou.
Missouri, who beat Kentucky in Columbia, is a 5.5-point dog. All right, how about Auburn at Florida?
Give me Auburn.
Auburn minus the 1.5 Saturday night. And will the Predators add a piece in the trading deadline?
Willie, I got to go against you. I'm going to say no, tough shelf.
No top shelf.
No top shelf.
All right.
Have a great weekend, Justin. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
737-1025, Zach in Franklin. Zach, what's up?
What's up, gentlemen?
All right, let's start with Tennessee at Ole Miss.
Man, Tennessee keeps failing me. Every time I try to pick them, they keep costing me. I don't know who throws the best parties. I'm just kidding. We'll go Vols.
All right, Tennessee minus the 5.5 on the road. What about the Commodores hosting Texas A&M?
Man, I hate picking all the Tennessee teams because, like I said, they failed me last week. We'll go with the Doors. I'm going to enjoy their game on Tuesday against the Zoo. So let's see if they can get a win. We'll go Doors.
All right, Commodores getting 1.5, and then Tennessee State visiting Belmont at 5:00 tomorrow.
Oh man, Belmont's going to destroy T.S. Hood. That's a done deal. I'd almost make that my top shelf. Actually, go ahead and make that my top shelf.
All right, so you say Belmont minus 11.5 is your top shelf?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Good pick.
All right, Missouri at Kentucky. Kentucky favored by 5.5.
I'm definitely taking the Zoo on that one. I hope Kentucky gets embarrassed and annihilated at home. That would be so lovely.
So are those your boys?
Who's my boys?
Mizzou?
Oh,
UT. No. UT's. But anybody who goes against UK is boys. Yeah, my older brother went to Louisville, so I have the Jared Stillman, I have the Jared Bear mindset when it comes to UK and their fans.
And by the way, if TSU covers, Julian, you can expect a group text.
Saturday. That's fine. I mean, I'll be at the game, so okay. I'll sit there firsthand and watch. And I'll apologize to Coach Dana Ford afterwards.
All right. Next up, we've got the Florida Gators in a big game. They're in trouble. They're reeling. They've lost 3 in a row. They host Auburn, coming off a giant win where they dominated the rival, 90-71. Emotional. Bruce Pearl was leading the cheers in the student section.
Iron Bowl.
Please stop.
Yeah, I definitely got Auburn in that game for sure. I don't care how desperate Florida might be. I don't care. Auburn's a really great basketball team this season, so I'm giving this one to Auburn for sure.
Auburn favored by 1.5. All right, and will the Predators add a piece at the trading deadline? Yes or no? Not counting Mike Fisher, not counting Eli Tolvanen.
That makes it easier. I'm glad the question was whether or not they were going to win Sunday. That'd have been easy for everybody. So, I'll go with no. I'll go with no on that one. If you're counting out Fisher and told Ellie, then yeah, we'll say no.
And you said, did you have top shelf Belmont?
Belmont.
Okay. Yeah, I'll ride with Belmont.
All right, Zach. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too. Thank you.
Says I'm almost making that top shelf. I am making the top.
He talked himself into it.
Yeah.
737-1025. Let's go to Mount Juliet. Ryan, you're up next. Welcome in.
What's up, guys?
All right. You got the Ole Miss Rebels hosting Tennessee.
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, home dog, 5.5. Coming off of the surprising performance where they knocked off Missouri. What about Texas A&M at Vanderbilt?
Vandy.
Vanderbilt in the unpredictable SEC. Vanderbilt has won 5 straight home games, but they're a 1.5-point dog. All right, Tennessee State at Belmont.
Belmont.
Belmont, who lost last night and is now a game behind Murray State for the regular season title. Belmont minus 11.5. Kentucky coming off their win at Arkansas, taking on Missouri.
Kentucky.
Kentucky minus 5.5. How about Auburn at Florida?
I'm going to go Florida on this one.
Going Florida, who needs it worse than Auburn, that's for sure. Florida's getting 1.5. And then will the Predators add a piece at the trade deadline?
I want to say yes, they will. It'll be a left winger they'll add. And that's my topic.
Top shelf. They will add
a
piece.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. All right, Ryan, good luck. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Our first yes, top shelf.
Interesting.
You had the chance. You've been saying it for weeks. I've been saying no for weeks, and neither one of us made it our top shelf.
They may not do it.
Which says neither one of us is really certain.
I don't know.
About what we've been saying for weeks.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's see. 737-1025. Brian has been waiting patiently. Brian, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right, Brian. What about the Volunteers? They're heading to Ole Miss.
I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Tennessee minus 5.5. You think they've righted the ship. Okay. How about Texas A&M here against Vanderbilt?
I'll take Vanderbilt on that one.
Doors plus 1.5. TSU at Belmont.
I'm gonna take TSU because I think that's too many points. I'm going to take TSU, and I'm going to make that my top shelf.
Tigers plus 11.5.
Yeah.
Top shelf.
Yeah, I think Belmont might win, but I just don't think it's going to be that many points.
All right. What about the Missouri Tigers against the Kentucky Wildcats?
I'm going to go with Kentucky on that.
Kentucky minus the 5.5. Now, how about the Auburn Tigers at Florida?
I'll take Auburn. How many points was 1.5?
Yes, Auburn is favored by 1.5.
Yeah, I'll take Auburn on that.
All right, so Auburn minus 1.5. And then do the Predators add a piece?
From what David Poyle said yesterday, I think no.
You say no.
No, and yeah. do we get top shelf from Brian?
Yeah, it's on TSU.
TSU. Okay. Brian, have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
737-1025. This week's winner will get a pair of tickets to see Chris Young in concert at Bridgestone Arena with special guests Kane Brown and Morgan Evans. That show is Saturday, September 22nd. Those tickets went on sale officially to the public today. Let's go back to the phones. Let's see. Cody down in Murfreesboro. Cody, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, let's start with Ole Miss hosting Tennessee.
I got to go with my Vols.
Vols minus 5.5. All right, what about the Aggies of Texas A&M? They've lost 3 in a row, still have good overall numbers, but they're looking to bounce back against Vanderbilt.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking A&M.
A&M minus 1.5. What about the Belmont Bruins? 11.5-point favorite against TSU.
I got to take TSU. It's way too many points.
Too many points. Go TSU. All right. Missouri at Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Kentucky minus the 5.5 at home. How about the Florida Gators hosting Auburn?
I'm going to take Florida top shelf.
Florida top shelf plus 1.5. And do the Predators add a piece at the trading deadline?
I'm going to say no.
Did you take Vandy or A&M?
Took A&M.
We got his top shelf?
Yeah, Florida.
Florida, top shelf.
Okay. Thank you, Cody.
Thanks, guys.
737-1025. Robert in Spring Hill. Robert, you're up next.
Good afternoon, gents. How are you all?
All right, Robert, welcome to the contest. What about the Volunteers in Oxford against Ole Miss?
Give me the points, Ole Miss.
Ole Miss plus 5.5. Vanderbilt hosting Texas A&M.
Vandy at home.
Doors at home plus 1.5. TSU at Belmont.
Belmont minus a bunch.
Belmont minus 11.5. You got them?
Yes.
All right. Missouri plus 5.5 at Kentucky.
Kentucky, and that's my top shelf.
Kentucky top shelf. All right. Auburn minus 1.5 at Florida.
I'm going with Auburn.
Auburn. And will the Predators add a piece at the trading deadline?
I say yes. I think Paul and Coach Laviolette are always looking to tweak, and they can tweak it. I think they will.
And Kentucky is your top shelf?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Robert. Have a great weekend.
Thank you all. Have a good weekend.
737-1025. Maybe sneak a couple more into our contest, and then we'll lock it down for the week. Kendall, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
All right. We've got the Ole Miss Rebels taking on Tennessee.
Vols all the way.
Vols minus 5.5. Yes. Vanderbilt hosting Texas A&M at Memorial Gym.
A&M.
That's minus 1.5. Tennessee State is getting 11.5 at Belmont.
Belmont.
Belmont at the Curb Event Center. How about Kentucky, -5.5 against Missouri?
I'm taking Missouri and making Missouri my top shelf.
Missouri is the top shelf on the road, +5.5. Interesting. Does he know something? He's been listening to the whispers.
And everybody else is picking Kentucky.
Everybody's picking Kentucky.
You got to take something else.
He knows Michael Porter Jr. is playing.
Maybe.
He's heard the whispers.
I like Konzo. He's a good coach.
He is.
How about Auburn at Florida?
Auburn
-1.5.
Yeah.
And will the Predators pick up a piece at the trading deadline? Not counting Mike Fisher, not counting Elliot Tolvanen.
Yes, they will.
And you had Vandy or A&M?
A&M.
All right.
Kendall was very decisive about his answers. He knew exactly what he wanted.
He was prepared.
Good luck. Have a good weekend. Everybody else will get off the air. We'll lock you into this week's contest. JC will get you first up off the air. We'll come back and tell you the Ottawa Senators have struck a deal. We'll tell you with who and what. We'll do that on the other side. Willie, you have a word about Lee Company.
Let me tell you about Lee Company. This is a tremendous outfit. 567-1000 is the phone number. I was walking through Bridgestone Arena yesterday, and I saw their display. They have a couple of displays out there. You'll see their logo a lot around Bridgestone Arena. You might even see the video board where Nash goes through a skit. It's quite amusing with one of the Lee Company employees. One of the things they do is plumbing. They've got electrical. They've got, of course, heating and air conditioning. And I always throw this out there around this time of the year. It's a little warmer out there today, and that reminds you that pretty soon it's going to be warm every day, and you need the air conditioning working. So if you haven't had it checked in a while, do it. And you're saying to yourself, oh, boy, I hate doing that. It works fine. Don't do that. Get out in front of it. Be responsible. Be on the ball. Be proactive. Call Lee Company at 567-1000. They'll come out there. They'll check it out, make sure everything's running properly. And while you're at it, become part of their home maintenance plan. Then you'll really be on the ball, and you'll prevent having things go wrong at the wrong time. That's what you don't want. You don't want the night sweats because your house is about 85 degrees because the air conditioning is broken. You don't want to get into the crisis. Prevent it. Get out in front of it. Call Lee Company. And if you ever are in a crisis, you can always call them at 567-1000. LeeCompany.com is the website. Big sponsor of the Nashville Predators. They will see you over at Sunday at Bridgestone Arena when the Predators take on the Blues. Lee Company, let their decades of expertise go to work for you.
Is this the start, or was last night the start of what could be crazy in the National Hockey League? Last night, you had Michael Grabner. The Rangers and the Devils have never struck a deal. When we talked to Mike Doc Emmerich, who will be on the call for NBC earlier in the show, you know, he's just like, that's a rivalry that's separated by a couple miles. I mean, those two teams just never pick up the phone and talk to each other. They've never struck a deal until now. Michael Grabner going to the Devils for a young defenseman and a second-round pick. Today, the Ottawa Senators, who are rumored to be basically unloading half of their roster, they've already done stuff, and they're going to continue to do stuff. Derek Brassard sent to Pittsburgh. In exchange, the Penguins send a first-round pick, which will be low probably, and Ian Cole to the Senators. Brassard, when you look at his numbers, well, he's got 18 goals this year, which is pretty much on the high end for him. I mean, just, 60 games in? To have 18 goals, 20 assists, 38 points, he's about an 18, 19, maybe 20 goal a year. That's not really 20. Only one year has he ever had 20 goals or more. That was in 2015, 2016.
Right.
So this is about what he is. So he's having a really good year for him.
Yes. He is a solid third line center. He's a two-way center who can score a little bit. He's in that Nick Bonino.
Is he the Bonino replacement?
In fact, they've been looking for that all year long. They traded for Riley Sheehan earlier in the season from Detroit. I think they see him as more of the fourth line center. So now Pittsburgh has the flow, I think, of the four lines that they're looking for. So that's the piece they've been working on all year to get, really. So Pittsburgh is, you know, they're there. They're in the mix. That's going to be a team to watch.
Well, you knew they were going to be buyers.
They looked like they were just, yeah, but, the, you know, for a while they were really languishing and kind of treading water, but they were just biding their time, and they turned on the switch. And now their lineup looks pretty good. Ian Cole is just sort of a piece. He's your third pair, maybe second pair defenseman. He's a free agent at the end of the season. And I think Ottawa will use him as another possible trade piece. They might wheel him off to somebody else who's looking for a defenseman.
Well, the scuttlebutt is that a guy like Cole and Aduya can be guys that they can dangle out there for people that are just looking for a little piece here or there to make their run. So they can try to flip them. They're treating them like houses, right? They're going to do a little work to them and flip them.
They'll always be teams every trading deadline that are looking to add a player like Ian Cole. It's extra defenseman who can just give you another experienced guy. Cole was there for the championship run last year. He played a lot against the Predators.
No question. Absolutely.
He's got valuable experience. He was with the Blues before that.
Let's go to Jerry down in Columbia. Jerry, what's up?
Where do you see the Predators going with adding another defenseman or the forwards? And where do you see them finishing their playoff rankings at the end of the year?
Well, we're on different sides. Thank you, Jerry, for the call. I've said for weeks I do not believe in the end the price tag is going to be too high. David Poile is going to put his glasses on. He's going to look at the sticker price and say thanks, but no thanks, and walk away. That's what I've been saying for weeks, that they are not going to make a deal. They've made their deals. Mike Fisher's about to join the team officially on the ice for games. He's already with the team and practicing. They traded for Kyle Turris earlier in the year, and I don't believe they're going to make a move. Willie is on the other side. Willie, you still believe that a move is coming? Monday at 2 o'clock, I believe. Is it 2 o'clock Central?
2 o'clock Central, so it'll be an interesting show on Monday. I'm not saying it is going to happen. I'm saying that they are legitimately looking, and I think it's better than 50-50 that they'll make a deal, but only if the price is right. They have their price, and I don't think they will overpay. They're not going to be desperate. As far as the playoff spot right now, interesting game tonight. You've got the Jets at the Blues in St. Louis. St. Louis is playing in Nashville on Sunday at 11 a.m., as we've been telling you all day. The Predators now have played the same amount of games as the Jets. Remember, for a long time, the Predators had, quote, games in hand on Winnipeg. They've now played exactly the same amount of games, and the Predators have a four-point lead. So you're actually probably rooting for the Blues in this game. As weird as that sounds.
Yeah, I think at this point you, yeah.
And the more that time goes on here, the percentage, I think you're starting to get it narrowed down. Now, there's still a chance that there's a team from the Pacific who could be a wild card in this mix, but the probability is that it's going to be one of three teams that the Predators would play in the first round. It's shaping up this way now. It could change. But there's a high probability that it's going to be either St. Louis, Minnesota, or Dallas in the first round.
Yeah. I mean, we'll just stick to the theme we've thought all along, is it's going to be Central.
With Colorado's falling back just a little bit. They're not out of it.
But I don't believe, even if L.A. gets in, I believe somebody's coming out. I think the two wild cards are coming from the Central. I just think the Central's too good. So I think,
well, that's what I said. So for somebody, there's a chance it could be L.A. or Calgary or one of those teams.
But I think they would be in the third spot, personally, in the Pacific. I don't think the Pacific's going to get four teams.
And right now, it looks more and more like it will be Nashville or Winnipeg that is the one seed, and the other would be the two seed. So it's not likely that they would play each other in the first round. But what's looming is possibly Nashville-Winnipeg in the second round, which would be a dogfight. The Predators play the Jets three times before the season's over.
Free practice over at Ford Ice Center tomorrow. The Predators will be over there at noon. Go check it out. Mike Fisher with the boys, and then Sunday morning, brunch with the Preds. Preds and Blues, Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, puck drop. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday morning at 10 a.m.